Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, and this is The Bathtub Mermaid, and this is episode 10 of the Dog Days of Podcasting 2014.
Off my fingers, tried to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold. I feel deluded, as once again I am eluded, and everything is left unconcluded. I need something to hold.
Okay, so this is completely extemporaneous tonight, and you can tell that it is because I let the music play for like a minute and a half, and I usually don't let it play that long. I'm so sorry about that. It's kind of a cool song, though, right? At least I've grown to really enjoy it. It is Saturday night, and I have no idea what time it is. It's technically probably Sunday morning at this point. You would think with my iPad right in front of me, oh, it's 12:30 on Sunday morning. This is extemporaneous because in 5 hours, I have to be awake, packing our car, and getting ready to drive to Oklahoma because we're doing a dog transport. We're starting in Burleson, Texas, which is half an hour south of us, where we're meeting the dogs and popping them into the car and meeting the cats and popping them into the car. Well, my husband is because I can't touch cats because they make me violently ill. I think they're adorable. I just can't get any of them. And then we're driving 3 hours north into Oklahoma, just past Oklahoma City, to the exit for Edmond, which, it turns out, is the exit we always stop at for breakfast or lunch or whatever time we get there, depending on the day, because there's a Cracker Barrel at that exit. It's exit 137 on Highway 35 in Edmond, Oklahoma. And whenever we drive to South Dakota, because that's where my husband's family is from, that's where we stop. So I have this transport tomorrow, and I've spent the last 3 hours trying to beat WordPress into submission so that I could change the PHP files so that I could make it accept files bigger than 7 megabytes, because the thing that I recorded for today, my second post for today, was a little bit long. And so it was really frustrating me. So I don't know if I'm actually posting this tonight or if I'm just going to record it and then go to bed like a sane person. And I use that term very, very loosely. I also want to talk to you about a charity that I'm supporting this month. It's Covenant House. It's based in New York, but they work all around North America. They provide food and showers and clothing and sometimes a place to sleep to homeless teenagers and kids, mostly teens, throughout the country. A lot of them are runaways. A lot of them are kids who are a victim of their whole family being homeless, and if they don't have an address, they can't go to school, so Covenant House helps them with that. And their website is covenanthouse.org. But I'm actually talking tonight about this project called Broadway Sleeps Out. It started last year, and this is the second year, where a bunch of Broadway actors and actresses sleep out on the streets of New York in solidarity with these homeless kids. And they happen to be doing it next Sunday, August 17th, which is my birthday. I heard about it on Audra McDonald's Facebook page, and I donated. And I'm not going to tell you how much I donated, but there's a scroll where you can go look if you're really curious. I donated for two reasons. One, because I grew up in New Jersey when I was a little kid, and I used to go back every summer until I was 13, and then I went back slightly less frequently, because my grandparents still live there on the Jersey Shore, and you can hear in my accent right now, because I'm really tired, the New Jersey is coming out really strongly, but I grew up watching the commercials for Covenant House, because Covenant House started in 1972, which means it's 2 years younger than I am, or will be, and Yeah, so I've always known about it, and I've always thought it was a really good thing. And it is actually one of the largest charities in the world that helps homeless kids. And I think you should all support it. Or at least tell your friends to support it. If you can't afford to support it, talk about it. They're doing this thing through the end of the year where if you make a donation, they have an angel who's actually matching all donations, I think up to $500, but I'm not sure. But it's on their website. But the Broadway Sleeps Out part is at covenanthouse.org/learn-about-Broadway-sleeps-out. It's not the simplest of addresses, but it's pretty effective. And Audra and I went to the same high school. We were in a lot of classes together. We were never best friends or even particular friends. We weren't enemies. We just didn't really travel in the same circles because she was a dancer and a musical theater person. And while I am also a musical theater person by hobby, it was her profession even then. And I was an orchestra geek and a writer. So, you know, we were often in the same academic classes, but we didn't really have the same social circles exactly. And I was also very, very shy in high school, so I was kind of on the fringe of a lot of groups, but never really in them. And I tell people this, and people who know me now are like, but you do improv. You can't be shy. And I'm like, yeah, I can. But what it really is situational extroversion. You put me on stage, and I'm fine. And the other thing is, up until 10 years ago, actually, when we moved to Texas, I'd moved every 2 years, which for someone whose family is not in the military is quite an achievement. So by the time I got to high school, I'd already been to like three junior high schools and 8 elementary schools, and I was in one high school, but only for 3 days. And I was like perpetually the new kid, and I was just so tired of being the new kid only to be uprooted just when I finally made friends that I pretty much stopped trying to make friends, and it hurt me a lot in retrospect. And I think I would have done a lot of things differently, but who wouldn't have done high school differently if they could? So anyway, Covenant House, go check it out, and not just because I'm name-dropping high school classmates, but because it's a really good organization. And I'm going to bed, and hopefully you will hear this sometime in the near future. I've decided I am going to be perpetually 2 episodes behind for the rest of this, and I can't remember if I said this was episode 9 or episode 10, but it's really supposed to be episode 9, I promise. Thank you for listening.
Steam is drifting.
Okay, thank you for listening to The Bathtub Mermaid tonight, and I swear I am so tired I can't even do basic show notes. So go to www.bathtubmermaid.com for the links that I talked about and for all the normal show notes, like where you can find Dog Days of Podcasting and who did the music and how I'm recording this. Thanks for listening. Never, ever let your bathwater get too cold.
Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. And still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.